Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 96. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. Let's jump right in for the parak summary. This is a festive, happy prayer about how we'll all sing a new song to God upon Mashiach's arrival. Each person will grab his sibling and say, "Come on and let us sing to Hashem." There will be so much happiness in Simcha in the air. We'll see how Hashem was perfectly guiding us on both a national and individual level throughout our lives. We'll see how all other gods are fake, meaning there will be a deep understanding Hashem is the prime cause who surrounds and fills the entire creation. We'll see how no world event or even suffering of the smallest person was separate from Hashem. There'll be so much happiness that heavens, earth, sea, mountains, and forests will sing ecstatically, "God is good." We'll declare in front of the whole world, "God is king. He judges all people on earth fairly." I'd like to add, so many people are scared about what will happen when Mashiach comes. But you need to understand, this isn't anything to be scared of. We'll be in total euphoria and experience ecstasy, pure bliss beyond our wildest imaginations. It'll be greater than any pleasure we've ever had in our entire lives. If Mashiach is not coming for you, then who's he coming for? He's coming for every single member of Am Yisrael. The Svarim explain it won't be like the redemption from Egypt when 4/5 got left behind. It'll be a complete and final redemption for Netzach Netzachim, all of eternity. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 1, it says, "Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash, Shiru LaHashem Kol Aretz." Sing God a new song, sing to God all on earth. The Mechilta in Parsha Shmos 15:1 explains, as we've mentioned many times throughout Sefer Tehillim, there are 10 songs beginning with the Song of the Sea, led by Moshe, and concluding with the 10th song that will be sang by Mashiach himself. All the 9 songs mentioned throughout Tanakh are written in Lashon Nekeva, the feminine form. For example, the word Shira is a feminine word. The reason for this is because all the other songs in a certain way gave birth to further servitude. We were not fully redeemed at those times. The proof of this is that we're actually still here right now. The 10th song, which will be sang by Mashiach, will be Lashon Zachar, masculine, to indicate it will be a permanent and final redemption. That's why it says Shir Chadash. Shir is masculine, opposed to the regular way of saying a song, which is Shira, feminine. So the final Geula will be completely eternal when all death will end forever. There'll be a Tchias HaMesim and we'll live in true Olam Haba forever and ever for Netzach Netzachim. Let us remember to have our very being and the way we live as a new song to Hashem. As we go through high notes and low notes of our daily experience, let those notes combine to create a beautiful new song to Hashem that'll usher in the song of redemption. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.